Here's a thought I'll title, When I Think About Photography. And this is what I mean by this. When I look at a photograph, be it one that I've made or someone else has made, and I find myself thinking about photography, I know I'm in trouble. Because what that means is my relationship with the image is a technical one or an aesthetic one, or it's somehow concerned with the photograph and the process of making the photograph rather than what the photograph is about, that is to say, the content of the photograph. I find it better when I look at a photograph, again, one of mine or someone else's, and I find myself thinking about life, thinking about time, thinking about the human condition, thinking about my response to the photograph, thinking about the emotions that it took to make the photograph or to enjoy the photograph or to appreciate the photograph. But if I look at it and think, gosh, this photographer really understands color relationships or depth of field or time exposure photography or composition or etc., I know I'm in trouble because that means I'm not really engaging the photograph. It's like if I read a novel and I find myself at the end of a paragraph saying, man, that was a beautifully written paragraph. My attention is more about the novelist's skill in writing than it is on the content of what the paragraph explained to me or showed me or demonstrated somehow. Art is about life. Art is about content. And if we're not thinking about that when we look at a piece of artwork, photograph, or whatever, then I think we've sort of not reached the highest level of art. There's still a level of accomplishment. There may even be a level to appreciate it as a viewer and to be proud of it as a maker. But it doesn't reach the highest level of art unless we can both, perhaps, look at it and say, a fantastic art accomplishment, and what this individual said about the human condition and life is touching me and is meaningful.